Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen. It is the finale of our preview shows for the 2021 season. Stock Car Scoops, Brian Nolan, Adam Cheek here with you. Adam, we've gone through it all the way since the clash in February. We made it, buddy. I can't believe it. We went up, down, we went all around, but when we got to the end, we made it to the desert in Phoenix, buddy. We made it, dude.
We made it. It feels weird that it's the last preview one, but you know, through all these different winners, all these crazy races, rain delays, you name it, it's happened this season. Kind of feels like last year, only just a little less chaotic. And we're there. Phoenix is almost upon us, and I'm excited. It's going to be a fun few days of racing.
It is, and not only do we got all three series in action, we got qualifying, we got practice. I mean, we got practice all day Friday, we got qualifying, we got truck race, and then we got practice all day Saturday. We got qualifying, we got the Xfinity race, and then we got the biggest race of them all, the NASCAR Cup Series. We're going to be diving into all three previews coming up. But first, Adam, let's dive into the Cup Series. Last year's finale, the debut for the finale at Phoenix was pretty calm. I mean, all four title contenders stood out front most of the race in the afternoon. They fought amongst themselves for the top spot rather than other drivers trying to put themselves in contention for the win. So will we see a similar race on Sunday, or could we see a potential non-playoff driver mix up with the guys competing for the trophy?
Well, for as chaotic as last year was, Phoenix ended up pretty tame with all just the four contenders riding out front. But I think this year, there's something different to it. You know, getting back to a normal schedule, yet still having all these different, we've had 15 different winners all season. Only one of them came in the playoffs, but so many of these guys kind of getting into victory lane throughout the season just makes me think Phoenix is going to be pretty chaotic. And I think it's going to be, I mean, we've seen Alex Bowman kind of come out of nowhere to win a few races, most recently, literally like 5 days ago at Martinsville. We've seen Kyle Larson dominate. I could see that happening again. Martin Truex Jr. won at Phoenix earlier this year. And on the flip side, you got the Bowmans. Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, they're not playoff drivers. They're both really good. And Joey Logano's won at Phoenix before. A lot of Kevin Harvick's won at Phoenix what feels like a million times. And all these guys can win at Phoenix. So I think it's going to be Kevin Harvick, to note that as well. He still doesn't have a win this year. So what better way to close out a season without a win, or close out a season where he doesn't have a win so far, than to win at a track he's really good at? Kyle Busch is limited. He's won at Phoenix before. So I think it's just going to be, I think it's going to be a lot more competitive than it was last year. And I think we'll see these non-playoff drivers in the mix for the win as well. I think this is our best shot and probably the first year that we'll see a non-playoff driver win the race and the championship be decided on finishing position that's not first place.
Now, Adam, all the playoff drivers have won every single Cup finale to become the champion. And while the same goes for most of the Xfinity and the truck finishes as well. So is that going to be the case this weekend as well?
Partially. So while I think fortune favors a playoff driver winning the Cup race, I believe a playoff driver will win the Cup race. I just believe this is our best chance for a non-playoff driver to do so. Xfinity, same deal. I think it's going to be a playoff driver. Austin Cindric's riding a two-race win streak at Phoenix. It's hard to bet against him, but Daniel Hemric as well. Like, he ran a really solid race at Phoenix a few years ago to lock himself into the championship for 2017, I think, when Byron ended up winning the title. And Noah Gregson's kind of come in clutch the last few weeks as well. So those four guys, especially Cindric and Allmendinger, have been the cream of the crop of the Xfinity Series all year. It's going to be a playoff driver winning that race. Trucks, maybe. Trucks is kind of all over the place because Matt Crafton still doesn't have a win all year. Ben Rhodes hasn't won since like the Daytona Road Course, which is the second race of the year. Zane Smith just barely squeaked out a win this past week. And John Hunter Nemechek has been dominant all year, but it feels like it's been quite some time since he ended up winning a race. Some of that's due to the Truck Series spaced out schedule, but still. Sheldon Creed's the guy I would look to get the job done for a non-playoff driver. because he won at Phoenix last year and he's out of the playoffs. He's probably looking to avenge that elimination, kind of, I guess, balance it out by winning a race. And it's really hard for me to see anyone other than Nemechek winning the championship race because of this disparity. You know, hasn't won since early in the season, won 5 races in the season, hasn't won a race all year, barely got a win last week. So I think the Truck Series is going to be our best shot of the three to get a non-playoff driver in victory lane, and I think it's going to happen. I think it'll be Sheldon Creed in victory lane.
It's going to be a jam-packed weekend. You got truck practice on Friday, cup practice, truck qualifying, Xfinity practice, and the truck race Saturday, ARCA practice, ARCA race, Xfinity qualifying, cup qualifying, and the Xfinity race, and then the cup race on Sunday. Jam-packed schedule. It's wild. Adam, let's do it. Our predictions, all 3 picks, championships, all 3 series, truck series, John Hunter Nemechek. We have Zane Smith. We have Matt Crafton. And we have Ben Rhodes. Adam, you go first with the trucks. I'll go first with Xfinity. You go first with Cup.
All right. Trucks, I've got John Hunter Nemechek winning the title. He's been incredibly consistent all year. Won at my home track at Richmond earlier in the spring. He was running pretty well at Martinsville. If memory serves, that weekend was chaotic enough to get things lost, but he was running well enough. And then the Austin Wayne Self incident ended with Nemechek in the wall. Creed wins the race. Nemechek wins the championship. John Hunter's drop down to truck for this year serves him well, and he walks away with the title.
Everybody was curious about what we would see from this guy. After 36 races in the Cup Series, he goes all the way down to the Truck Series and try and reinvents himself. And well, he did. 5 wins, 15 top 10s, and 22 races. John Hunter Nemechek will be your 2021 Truck Series champion for yours truly. Adam, on the Xfinity side of things, on the Saturday afternoon slate, 4 drivers, Noah Gregson, AJ Allmendinger, Austin Cindric, Daniel Hemric. For me, this was, I think, the trickiest out of the 4, because you got 3 guys that have been very, very good, and then you had 1 guy that has never, ever won in the Trucks, Cup, Xfinity, at all. And with mine, I'm going to go with the guy that was an absolute redemption story. I mean, the guy spent how many years? 9 years, 8 years in the NASCAR Cup Series, got suspended, got basically exiled, comes down, spends some time in the Xfinity Series, and then gets a shot to go full-time this year in the Xfinity Series. 5 wins, 22 top 10s in 33 races. The guy that still celebrates after every win like it is his first win and potentially his last win, from Los Gatos, California, maybe the smallest human being alive in those NASCAR Instagram pictures when they compare the 4 playoff drivers. AJ Allmendinger is going to clinch a title and win in Phoenix on Saturday.
Well, we're 2 for 2 in agreement, because I also have Allmendinger walking away with the title. I think Cindric runs well. I think it's going to be him and Allmendinger just duking it out again. There is a part of me that really wants to pick Daniel Hemric for...
Same. You and me both. Same.
He's never won in, you know, triple-digit starts and in any series. And for him to finally get that win while, you know, a non-playoff drive, or get that win or just win the title without even winning a race. But Allmendinger is so hard to pick against. You know, you've got, and I pulled up some stats because it's kind of piggyback off you. 376 Cup Series starts, couple of wins, one of them coming this year on a part-time basis, the other coming at one of his specialty tracks in 2014, Watkins Glen with JTG. Drops down to the Xfinity Series. He's winning on ovals. He's winning everywhere. He's running well everywhere. Wins 5 races this year, like you said, 10 wins overall. He's won half of his career Xfinity races this year alone. And just, you were talking about his enthusiasm. He celebrates every win like it's his first or like it's his last, whichever way you want to put it. And his enthusiasm is infectious. He's been incredible this year. I think it's going to be that 16 team walking away with the title.
Las Vegas, Mid-Ohio, Michigan, Bristol. the Charlotte Roval, AJ Allmendinger has gotten the checkered flag.
Everything, yeah. Short tracks, road courses.
Exactly, literally every single one. I mean, it's crazy to look at and be like, every single one, he's gotten the job done. Adam, it's our very single last final, whatever adjective you want to describe it. It's the finale. It is the Cup Series Championship Race, 3 p.m. Eastern, NBC. It's the big NBC. It's also on the Peacock. Who's going to win the ultimate finale race at Phoenix? Give me a winner, Adam.
It's hard, man. It's hard.
Give me a winner.
Well, okay. So I'm going to whittle it down here because Martin Truex Jr. won there in the spring. I don't think he's coming in with enough momentum. I don't think he'll get the job done. Chase Elliott, same deal. He's won two races all year. He's just kind of been there the last few weeks. I don't think he'll get the job done. And it comes down to the big two we've been talking about all year. Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, title match, showdown. Kyle Larson, 9 races won all season long, looking for double digits. Denny Hamlin, just a couple of races, but a spat at Martinsville last week with Larson's teammate ended with him basically saying, you know, we're dead set on this title. I might surprise you. I'm going Hamlin. Kyle Larson's had an incredible season. I think he's going to be in the championship for years to come. It's very hard for me to pick against him, but Hamlin has the aggression, the momentum coming in on some, not really the momentum. It's not like he won last week, but he ran really well. He's won at Phoenix before. Kyle Larson has not, so have Truex and Elliott, but besides the point. Denny Hamlin has been fighting for a title, trying to get a title for 15 plus years. And I think we'll see that number 11 finally get his title. He came close in 2011, 2019, and last year. I think Denny Hamlin will be the one doing a burnout on the front stretch, formerly the back stretch at Phoenix Raceway. Come checkered flag on Sunday.
Adam, in NASCAR, it doesn't matter the entire season when it all comes down to one race. Sure, you have to get there, but the thing is, it doesn't matter. And for the thing is, when it's all said and done, whoever has the best car on Sunday is going to win. So, I mean, Kyle Larson's going to have 32, 35 wins. But if he finishes last on Sunday, it doesn't matter. And I think whoever is going to win this race is going to have to get the job done first.
Give me a winner.
Adam, do not start with me, boy. Martin Truex Jr., great season. Not going to win the race. Chase Elliott, he got his time to shine last year. It's between Larson and Hamlin. You know what? Listen, sometimes there's a thing called adrenaline, and there's a thing called playing through the pain. When my favorite football player of all time, Brett Favre, he lost his father. He absolutely bawled out against the Oakland Raiders on Monday Night Football, throwing 4 touchdown passes over 350 yards. And the thing is, he got the win and got the job done. Mm-hmm. Totally emotional afterwards. Last week, completely different story, completely different scenario. But Denny Hamlin was rightfully pissed. And I apologize to our boss, Tom Bowles, if I'm not allowed to use that kind of language on this. But let's be honest, he was flat out pissed off. And I don't care because he was. Indeed. And if I can't say pissed, and yet Hamlin can say the F word on national TV, then we really got to chat. Anyway, off of my soapbox now, there's something that goes on with adrenaline that is going to push Hamlin a little bit further. And everybody is comparing him to Mark Martin. Sure, he can win the big race, but he can never win that championship. You know what? The guy wins a championship, and he gets the job done. This number 11 car, number 11 team, Chris Gabehart, Denny Hamlin, they get their first championship. Joe Gibbs gets another title. The 11 car is going to party really hard. And I mean really hard. And based on their Instagrams, they're already partying. So hopefully that translates to success on the asphalt come Sunday. We both got the 11 car.
All right. So we're in agreement on all three. Do you think Post Malone's going to be at that party too?
If he is, and I'm not there, I'm going to be pissed as well. I'm not, because Post Malone is my favorite rapper. I'm not even kidding. I named my Mercedes after him. So I named it Malone. And so I'm going to be really, really angry if he's there and I'm not. But I hope he is. For Hamlin's sake, I hope he is. So, but I don't know. This season just has been crazy. And I think it is time. I saw something different come from Denny Hamlin last week that we have not seen. And from our boy Zach Cerniola, who was at Media Day today, he saw something different too. And I think that's going to translate onto the racing circuit come Sunday. And I think he's going to get the job done.
He's never gone into the final race of the season with like this aggression, because 2010, you know, he and Jimmy Johnson were battling for it, but no like incident occurred between them. A couple of years ago, he went into the final race with his teammate Kyle Busch and a couple other drivers and just had mechanical problems. Last year, it was a great season for him and he just fell short. He's never gone into the title race with something this significant in his rearview mirror.
Now, Mark Martin has finished second five times in the NASCAR Cup Series standings. Hamlin's only finished second once. He's finished third twice and fourth three other times. However, when it's all said and done, Mark Martin's got zero on the trophy case, and I think Denny Hamlin's going to have one. So all that comparison of Mark Martin is just like, or Denny Hamlin's just like Mark Martin, I think that is going to go out the window come Sunday evening. Adam, we got a bunch of people on the ground in Phoenix. They're currently at a Suns and Rockets game. We're causing all kind of pain and heartache to our boy Zach Cerniola. And once again, we apologize to Tom Bowles and all everybody for going like 25 minutes on this podcast. But you know what? It's our final preview, so I think Tom can suck it up for a little bit. And I probably will get a phone call after he listens to this as well. But you know what? That's okay. So with that being said, it's always a pleasure. But like I said, we got people on the ground in Phoenix. Zach Cerniola, Daniel McFadden, and Davey Siegel. You can find all of their Twitter handles on our Front Stretch Twitter account, at Front Stretch. Follow us on Twitter, at Adam and Cheek, at The Brian Nolan. And for everybody at Front Stretch, thank you so much for joining us all throughout the year. One more regular season podcast coming to you Sunday night. We record immediately following the trophy ceremony. Everything you need to know regarding Phoenix Championship Weekend. I am excited, Adam. Let's do this. Let's crown three champions this weekend in the desert.
Let's do this. I'm excited. I can't wait. 3 full days of championship racing. Let's do it.
That is how we end our previews for the 2021 season. Let's effing go, buddy. All right. He's Adam Cheek. I am Brian Owen. For everybody here, have a great weekend. Watch some racing. We will recap it all back for you here on the Front Stretch Stock Car Scoop Podcast.